Penguin Random House Audio presents Franklin D. Roosevelt, A Political Life by Robert Dalek. Read for you by Rick Adamson. Let us here assembled constitute ourselves prophets of a new order. Franklin D. Roosevelt, July 2, 1932. There is nothing so exciting as creating a new social order. Eleanor Roosevelt, December 29, 1933. Preface. In April 1945, soon after Franklin Roosevelt died, the New York Times, never an uncritical fan, declared, "Men will thank God on their knees 100 years from now that Franklin D. Roosevelt was in the White House." It was an unusual tribute to a president. As a rule, Americans are not drawn to politicians and politics, but see the men and women seeking elected office as more self-serving than advocates of the public interest. In a system that puts personal gain above social reform, it's little wonder that they view office holders as primarily out for themselves. Every scandal or hint of malfeasance only deepens that conviction. Although numerous officials genuinely do work to advance the country's well-being, all too often their efforts are lost on the public. In 2016, national cynicism expressed itself in an initial low turnout at the polls. Only 9% of potential voters participated in both parties' primary elections. Distrust of the 2016 presidential aspirants, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton,